let's start with number one, increasing, and you think increasingly unsustainable levels of debt.
So the first one, as you're pointing out, the large production of debt and debt monetization is an area that I specialize in, and in terms of understanding as a macro, global macro investor. And that produces what we're seeing in a mechanical way, which means that the value of money goes down. In other words, you could look at it very simply that if the quantity of money and credit, which is buying power, increases faster than the quantity of goods and services and financial assets, that the prices of goods, services, and financial assets will rise, the value of money will go down. And so we see that happening now. We're in the part of the cycle for that in which everybody received a lot of checks and all that money coming in, and people's paper net worth then went up because you got more money. And we're not used to inflation. But what is happening is then you're in that part of the cycle where there's that inflation pressure in goods, services, and financial assets. And what that has to do is then cause reactions. And those reactions are along the lines like people no longer will want to hold cash investments. They will not want to hold bond investments because those will start to have a negative real return. And as that inflation psychology and that investment psychology changes, it changes the movement of money. So it worsens the supply-demand picture for money. So you see, you are seeing the beginning of a supply-demand imbalance.